USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops. Last month, Omicron sent U.S. COVID-19 cases surging to an unprecedented high with over 807,000 daily COVID-19 cases at the nation's peak. Exactly 1 month later, cases have now plummeted to an average of 134,000 new cases per day. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George, a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. It wasn't easy. Anything that can relieve them quickly is except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The pilot of a small plane has died in an unusual fashion, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer in North Carolina. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. Truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and a group of states have still not been able to agree on a multi-billion-dollar settlement of lawsuits over the drug's role in the opioid crisis after more than a month of mediation. Sanford, Connecticut-based Purdue and the members of the Sackler family who own it have been cast as villains in the opioid overdose and addiction crisis that has claimed the lives of more than 500,000 Americans over the past two decades. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Reported sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased sharply during the 2020-21 school year as students returned to in-person classes during the coronavirus pandemic. The increase continues what officials believe is an upward trend at the academies despite an influx of new sexual assault prevention and treatment programs. Comparing the totals over the past 3 years, however, is tricky. The number of reports dropped at all the academies during the pandemic-shortened 2019-2020 school year when in-person classes were canceled and students were sent home in the spring to finish the semester online. Officials say the overall jump in cases was driven by increases at the Air Force Academy and at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Officials said there were 131 assaults reported by cadets or midshipmen in 2021 compared to 88 the previous year. Amazon, Starbucks, Microsoft Philanthropies, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, billionaire Steve and Connie Ballmer, and others say they'll spend more than $10 million to combat homelessness in the Seattle area. Seattle Times is reporting the money will help set up and fund a team from the new King County Regional Homelessness Authority designed to triage and alleviate homeless camping in the downtown area and the city's international district. Mark Jones, the CEO of King County's Regional Homelessness Authority, said the goal is to get down to under 30 people living outside in the downtown Seattle area, down from the 1,000 authorities estimate live there now. This is USA. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.